Welcome to the Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During this weekly podcast, we share a Bible reading from this week's lectionary and a brief devotion. The devotions come from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. How can young people keep their paths pure? By guarding them according to what you've said. I have sought you with all my heart. Don't let me stray from any of your commandments. I keep your words close in my heart so that I won't sin against you. You, Lord, are to be blessed. Teach me your statutes. I will declare out loud all the rules you have spoken. I rejoice in the content of your laws as if I were rejoicing over great wealth. I will think about your precepts and examine all your paths. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget what you have said. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage, written by Cameron Barr, Senior Pastor of United Church of Chapel Hill in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Cameron writes, "Most of us can recall a teacher or mentor who profoundly shaped how we understand ourselves and the world. I often think with gratitude about my high school English teacher. Most teachers use ballpoint pens to comment on student work, and many use blue ink as a signal of gentleness and mercy. But not my English teacher. He kept on his desk a fat-tipped red Sharpie. He would cross out entire paragraphs and write blunt notes in the margins. Though he was harsh in his judgment, there's no denying he was an effective instructor. The skills he taught me with so little delicacy prepared me for college and sustained me when I found expectations suddenly raised. Analogously, the psalmist relates to God's law with the gratitude of a servant who has been shaped by its instruction. Whereas the law is often presented as a litany of negative prohibitions, 'Thou shalt not,' the psalmist shows us the benefits of studying and obeying God's law. Like the needful critique of a teacher, the instructions are a sign of God's care. And like a student who is seeking assistance, the psalmist looks to the law for help in living up to it. Keeping the law faithfully becomes a gratifying and enjoyable discipline, as writing has become for me. Hence the odes of thanksgiving and praise. Happy are those who keep God's decrees." Psalm 119 is both a hymn of praise for the help that God has rendered and a prayer for God's help. It is praise and plea in the same breath. Thank you for showing me the way. Help me to stay on the path. You know the material, O God, and you know the student. You know us better than we know ourselves. Reveal the truth we need to know, and speak to us in the way that we need to hear. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. Our church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And please join us again next week for The Good We Can.